2023年度帰国生入試問題第6問リスニング・ライティング問題。これから英語による講義を聞き、 Part A の質問に答えなさい。英語と質問は2回ずつ読まれます。 Part B では講義の内容に関連するテーマについてあなたの意見を書きなさい。 Part B については具体的な指示がありますので、よく読んでから回答してください。それでは Part A を始めます。
Good afternoon everyone. Are you all ready for your study trip to the UK? This will be the final session of our 2-week preparation course before the trip.As you are already aware, you'll each be staying with a host family and will be taking English courses at a language school with students from around the world. You'll have 2 lessons in the morning and 2 in the afternoon from Monday to Friday, except for Wednesdays, when lessons finish in the morning. I know many of you are looking forward to improving your language skills, but I am personally excited that you'll have an opportunityto learn about other cultures and customs. Let me tell you about my own experience as a university student. I had become good friends with a Mexican exchange student, Pedro, who invited me to stay with him and his family in Mexico for 2 weeks over the summer. I'd never been abroad before, so I was thrilled. On the first weekend, we celebrated his sister's 10th birthday.Families and friends gathered in the garden where the party was being held. During the event, her father brought what looked like a huge star-shaped decoration in bright colours and hung it from a tree. I was surprised when some blindfolded children started to hit the decoration with a stick. The decoration soon broke open and lots of sweets came pouring out. Well, Pedro told me,that the decoration was something called a pinata, and that this custom was seen in various events. I was so impressed with this experience that after coming back, I started doing some research about birthday celebrations in other cultures. I was fascinated to find there were so many different ways of celebrating a birthday. However, what struck me the most was not actually the variety of celebrations.The more I carried on with my research, the more I realized that no matter how different the customs may appear, they all seem to carry a common message. Celebrating life and wishing luck and happiness to people you love. Since then, I have felt the world is much closer. During this year's trip, you'll have a chance to meet people from many countries, not just the UK.I can't wait to see you after the trip and to hear all about your exciting adventures.
Questions. Number 1. What is true about the study trip to the UK? Number 2. What is true about the speaker's trip to Mexico?Number 3. What is true about the speaker's experience in Mexico? Number 4. Which is true about the speaker after his return from Mexico? Number 5.What is the main message from the speaker to the students?
Good afternoon, everyone. Are you all ready for your study trip to the UK? This will be the final session of our 2-week preparation course before the trip. As you are already aware, you'll each be staying with a host family, and will be taking English courses at a language school with students from around the world. You'll have two lessons in the morning and two in the afternoon from Monday to Friday, except for Wednesdays, when lessons finish in the morning. I know many of you are looking forward to improving your language skills, but I am personally excited that you'll have an opportunity to learn about other cultures and customs. Let me tell you about my own experience as a university student. I had become good friends with a Mexican exchange student, Pedro, who invited me to stay with him and his family in Mexico for 2 weeks over the summer. I'd never been abroad before, so I was thrilled. On the first weekend, we celebrated his sister's 10th birthday. Families and friends gathered in the garden where the party was being held. During the event, her father brought what looked like a huge star-shaped decoration in bright colours and hung it from a tree. I was surprised when some blindfolded children started to hit the decoration with a stick. The decoration soon broke open, and lots of sweets came pouring out. Well, Pedro told me that the decoration was something called a pinata, and that this custom was seen in various events. I was so impressed with this experience that after coming back, I started doing some research about birthday celebrations in other cultures. I was fascinated to find there were so many different ways of celebrating a birthday. However, what struck me the most was not actually the variety of celebrations. The more I carried on with my research, the more I realised that no matter how different the customs may appear, they all seem to carry a common message: celebrating life and wishing luck and happiness to people you love. Since then, I have felt the world is much closer. During this year's trip, you'll have a chance to meet people from many countries, not just the UK. I can't wait to see you after the trip and to hear all about your exciting adventures.
Questions. Number one. What is true about the study trip to the UK? Number two. What is true about the speaker's trip to Mexico? Number three. What is true about the speaker's experience in Mexico? Number four. Which is true about the speaker after his return from Mexico? Number five. What is the main message from the speaker to the students?
これでパート A を終わります。続いてパート B を回答してください。